What is frustrating to scientists is that of the thousands of recorded sightings, none has produced hard physical evidence that can lead to reproducible results in the laboratory. No alien DNA, alien computer chip, or physical evidence of an alien landing has ever been retrieved. Assuming for the moment that such UFOs might be real spacecraft rather than illusions, we might ask ourselves what kind of spacecraft they would be. Here are some of the characteristics that have been recorded by observers. A. They are known to zigzag in midair. B. They have been known to stop car ignitions and disrupt electrical power as they pass by. C. They hover silently in the air. None of these characteristics fit the description of the rockets we have developed on Earth. For example, all known rockets depend on Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Yet the UFOs cited do not seem to have any exhaust whatsoever. And the G-forces created by zigzagging flying saucers would exceed 100 times the gravitational force on Earth. The G-forces would be enough to flatten any creature on Earth. Can such UFO characteristics be explained using modern science? In the movies, such as Earth versus the Flying Saucers, it was always assumed that alien beings pilot these craft. More likely, however, if such craft exist, they are unmanned, or are manned by a being that is part organic and part mechanical. This would explain how the craft could execute patterns generating G-forces that would normally crush a living being. A ship that was able to stop car ignitions and move silently in the air suggests a vehicle propelled by magnetism. The problem with magnetic propulsion is that magnets always come with two poles, a north pole and a south pole. If you place a magnet in the Earth's magnetic field, it will simply spin, like a compass needle, rather than rise in the air like a UFO. As the south pole of the magnet moves one way, the north pole moves the opposite way, so the magnet spins and goes nowhere. One possible solution to this problem would be to use monopoles, that is, magnets with just one pole, either north or south. Normally, if you break a magnet in half, you do not get two monopoles. Instead, each half of the magnet becomes a magnet by itself, with its own north and south pole. That is, it becomes another dipole. So if you continue to shatter a magnet, you will always find pairs of north and south poles. This process of breaking a dipole magnet to create smaller dipole magnets continues all the way down to the atomic level, where the atoms themselves are dipoles. The problem for scientists is that monopoles have never been seen in the lab. Physicists have tried to photograph the track of a monopole moving through their equipment and have failed, except for a single, highly controversial picture taken at Stanford University in 1982. Although monopoles have never been conclusively seen experimentally, physicists widely believe that the universe once had an abundance of monopoles at the instant of the Big Bang. This idea is built into the latest cosmological theories of the Big Bang. But because the universe inflated rapidly after the Big Bang, the density of monopoles throughout the universe has been diluted, so we don't see them in the lab today. In fact, the lack of monopoles today was the key observation that led physicists to propose the inflationary universe idea. So the concept of relic monopoles is well established in physics. It is conceivable, therefore, that a space-faring race might be able to harvest these primordial monopoles left over from the Big Bang by throwing out a large magnetic net in outer space. Once they have gathered enough monopoles, they can coast through space, using the magnetic field lines found throughout the galaxy or on a planet without creating exhaust. Because monopoles are the subject of intense interest by many cosmologists, the existence of such a ship is certainly compatible with current thinking in physics. Lastly, any alien civilization advanced enough to send starships throughout the universe has certainly mastered nanotechnology. This would mean that their starships do not have to be very large. They could be sent by the millions to explore inhabited planets. Desolate moons would perhaps be the best bases for such nanoships. If so, then perhaps our own moon has been visited in the past by a Type 3 civilization, similar to the scenario depicted in the movie 2001, which is perhaps the most realistic depiction of an encounter with an extraterrestrial civilization. More than likely, the craft would be unmanned and robotic and placed on the moon. It may take another century before our technology is advanced enough to scan the entire moon for anomalies in radiation, and is capable of detecting ancient evidence of a previous visitation by nanoships.